to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, April 3rd, 2022, featuring a performance of Hosea by Gregory Norbit. This morning, we have a treat for you. Instead of me just talking at you for the sermon, we're going to have an experiential sermon. I want us to cast our minds back to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, Jesus' closest friends. Besides the disciples, he spent much time with these three. Lazarus, of course, had died, and Jesus had raised him from the dead, and now Jesus is at one of the weirdest dinner parties ever. I mean, how often do you eat with someone who's come back from the dead? And there are Mary and Martha playing their usual roles, Martha bustling, busy, active, and Mary who is the contemplative in our story, Mary who loved to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him. In fact, she listened so deeply to Jesus that of all the people in the Gospels, she may have been the only one who really understood Jesus' prediction of his passion and death. Jesus had predicted three times that he would be betrayed and die, and then on the third day rise again. And the disciples, when they heard it, were in a state of denial. God forbid it, Lord, that can't happen. They couldn't accept this teaching of Jesus. But Mary did. Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and soaked in his teaching, she very quietly went out and purchased perfume, nard, which was used to prepare bodies for burial in first century Judaism. She spent a bucket load of money on this perfume. According to Judas, a reliable person, of course, Judas said it could have been sold for 300 denarii, which is a year's wages. Think about that. Think about your life. What's a year's wages? She purchased that maybe with all of her resources. Maybe that's all the money she had. Maybe she spent Martha's grocery money. We don't know. They had to deal with that later. But she did it because she loved Jesus, and if he was going to die, then she was going to be there to take care of his body. She was going to care for him until the very end. Now comes this dinner party. A short time before Passover, a short time before Jesus' betrayal and arrest, before his crucifixion and death. And Mary has an inspiration. Why should I wait for his death? He is here now. This is the moment. This is the time. This may be all the time that I have to show Jesus how much I love him. And so she takes the costly perfume and anoints Jesus' feet, as one might wash the feet of a guest. But she anoints with this precious oil, this nard, oil that also might symbolize kingship, oil that Samuel used to anoint Saul and David as kings of Israel. Now this oil may be meant to represent Jesus' kingship. And she goes an extra step because Mary is one of those people who is all in. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. She doesn't care how embarrassing it looks like. She wants to show extravagant love for Jesus. And so she anoints his feet and dries them with her hair. I'm sure everyone around was aghast. What is crazy Mary doing this time? Crazy Mary was showing the profound, deep, extravagant love for Jesus. that became an inspiration to the church and to all who came after. So this morning, I want us to imagine ourselves in that scene. I want us to imagine that Jesus has come to us. How will we show our devotion? How will we sit at Jesus' feet? How will we listen and take in his message of love? The prediction not only of his death, but of eternal life. How will that message rest in our hearts? We are blessed today, for the first time since the pandemic, to have Catherine and Gregory back with us. For those who are new, Gregory is our composer in residence, and he is going to play one of his older and most popular songs, a very moving piece. And as he does, we're gonna have, I know this is not very Episcopalian, we're gonna have an altar call. I want those who wish, and you certainly do not have to, those who wish while Gregory is playing and singing, come forward, and I will place a little of this nard on your hand so that you can bring home this message. Now let me warn you, nard stays with you. It's pretty potent stuff. So, but I hope that smell as you go home will be a reminder of this story and a reminder of our call to invite Jesus more deeply into our hearts and lives. Amen.